Why are agents bad at land?
Oh, what? Why? Why'd you say that?
Because we were finding deals on MLS.
What? Why does that make an agent bad at math or what? Land, you said?
Yeah, bad at land, yeah.
Why is an agent bad at land?
Because I don't think they understand what they're selling.
Why?
Because to them, they take the seller's advice to overprice it. They might not even know the actual price of it. The CAD value doesn't tell them the price of it. There's no comps to understand the price of it. They just don't understand how to price land.
Okay, I get it. I thought this was like a diss video, like a diss track, like a diss rap. Because there's a lot of agents that don't know what they're doing, and they're probably harmful at best. But there's a lot of good agents that help us, and they're amazing, and they're awesome, and they kick ass at their job, and they're better than a lot of real estate investors and wholesalers.
True. But we're talking about the average seller that has their agent friend who sells houses sell their land deal.
Okay. So tell us how that can go wrong.
There's no square footage. Like, there's no bed and bath. Paint's the best ROI you could add to a property. Like, it doesn't account for land.
Okay, so I can compare this to like shooting preference, right? Some people really like to be like a sniper, like lay on the mat for like 2 hours and hit a 1,000-acre shot. Like, damn, that's not really fun for me, right? I like high volume. So that's kind of the same thing. Like, are you taking the sniper approach or are you taking a shotgun approach?
And this is where we talk about finding desperate agents. Because I think...
Motivated agents.
They're motivated agents. So I think there's two parts of this. There might be a smart agent who plays the game, the long game, because land is definitely not a short game. It's a long game. And then you have the other agents that don't understand what they have, how to price it, how to sell it, what their end buyer looks like, and they don't understand what terms they're going to have to take to sell that property at that price point.
Yeah, and so, again, we made a previous video about this. Daniel could probably tell you what the name of it was, but the more you educate your seller, the more money you're going to make and the more money they're going to make. So let's say a wholesaler is like, hey, I'm going to get this $1 million ranch. I know it's worth $3 million, and now I'm going to make $2 million. Like, damn, tell the seller, like, hey, look, this thing's worth $3 million. You want $1 million. I give you $1.5 million. I keep $1.5 million, but it's going to take us a year. Seller's like, a year? You give me $1.5 million instead of $1 million? Yeah. Boom. Both of y'all make more money. Everything works out better. And you don't have to be a snake. So same thing like with the investors, also with the agents. So the agent goes like, hey, they know everything's selling. Like the neighbor's property is 1 acre sold for $50,000. And they're like, hey, you have 7,000 acres. I can get you $50,000 an acre. And the guy's like, damn, $350 million outside of Atascosa. Damn, that's a lot of money, man. Yeah, that's like how much the economy of Mars is worth right now. Because the agent doesn't know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're doing. But if you just tell the seller, like, look, sir, even though your neighbor's property sold 1 acre for $50,000, you have 100. It's probably worth 20 an acre. You could probably get 2 million. And then we come in, and we're like, hey, sir, do you want 2 million, or do you need fast cash? The guy's like, I just need money tomorrow. We're going to give you 1.5 next Friday. And the guy's like, I'm never going to take that. Yeah, okay. So we want to give you $2 million, but it's going to take us 10 years. And the guy's like, all right, donezo, that's a deal now. But that's something the agent needs to know on the front end, is like, what is the property really worth? And you got to start there or you don't have a deal or listing.
So how does an agent understand what it's worth if it's not their expertise? Do they seek counsel from others? Do they maybe do a little more due diligence of what price per acres are selling for the same similar tracks, size tracks? Like, I feel like there's a lot of agents, and we picked off those deals off the MLS that were misrepresented, but they were mispriced.
And it's also not mispriced, because check this out. Here's everything is subjective, right?
Very subjective with land.
So you buy this house downtown Houston, where this freaking amazing Airbnb. It's so beautiful. Like, the ghetto is like on the other side of the street, and this is like one of the nicest Airbnbs I've ever stayed in.
Check out the next video to see more about that. We're going to do a video about that.
Okay. What was I talking about?
How land is subjective.
Okay, so if you think a house is subjective, right? Like, let's say Eric buys a house, and he's like, hey, I bought it for $50,000. I put $50,000 in. Mike Flores says it's worth $199. Dude, you're gonna make 100 bands? Yes, best deal ever. Like, let's go celebrate. Then all of a sudden, I look at it and I'm like, dude, he wants to borrow $50,000 for that? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, nope. Tell him no. Tell him to have it. Tell him don't give us no fees. You keep that whole entire deal, right? And that's land. That, I mean, house. House is a fixed price, $89 a square foot. That's all it's worth. You're never going to get more than that. Land, it could be an area that's worth $20,000 an acre. And then we put in a road. We knock out the trees. We make it look so beautiful. We put this awesome fence and this big rock entryway. And then we're like, hey, we think this neighborhood's worth $29,000 an acre. How could an agent come in and tell us, like, y'all never, you can't sell that for $29 an acre? How many times have we heard that from an agent?
A lot, but the cost to improve it and the time it took to improve it.
So here you go. So here you go. Now we're in an area where there's nothing that matches this asset. And we think it's worth 29. And that agent's like, everything's worth 21 around here, but also nothing looks like this. So you can't help me make my price. If your client wants it, if you want it, if somebody wants it, awesome. Here's the price. I don't think it's worth that. Like, it's like an artist. Like, well, then don't buy it. Right? You think somebody wins a Picasso? Like, I mean, she does look pretty realistic. But there's no way I'm going to pay $50 for that.
Yeah.
Right?
How old is this?
And now, like, the thing's worth $782 trillion. Like, some dude got it for, like, two tortoise shells and a box of wine.
I did appreciate it.
So everything's subjective. So I don't think it's malice. I think it's just, like, not knowing how to do the business. And then also, we offer everybody, like, if you have a deal, we're not legal. We cannot give you legal advice. But if you have a deal and we think we can help, we'll let you know. And if we need $200,000 to make it work. We need $3 million from this morning to make it work. Like, I don't know if I can help, but send it to us. Let's have a look. Have a look.
Land is very subjective. It's very subjective.
Don't say.
It's like the good side and the bad side.
Mm-hmm.
It's the yin and yang of real estate. And there's...
It's a lot of guesswork.
A lot of guesswork.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guesswork. I think that's the fun part.
It's fun and it's risky. I guess you got to know what your risk tolerance is. So you say, hey, I'll buy it tomorrow or next Friday, but I need in order for me to make profit, I got to throw up some 32 units of affordable housing. Like, y'all can just keep that one, right?
It's already zoned and approved for it.
That's all you, playo.
Maybe I'll have to read that one. It's approved for 100 lots.
This sounds terrible. Like, send it over.
Like, where's the county approvals? Oh, we don't have it.
Oh man, this sounds ridiculous. I hate this deal. Send it to Skyfall.
No, we're not going there.
So check this out. You want to know about yin and yang? My email box, like, you have 480,000 unread emails, right? I'm sorry. And Daniel, you have -3 unread emails. Like, he has, like, red emails to the good. It's so funny, man. We're so different.
So that one guy blew up my email.
Oh, no. So I threw a... pretty incredible wrench, would you say, into Daniel's email because somebody's like, hey, I'm going to send you a bunch of land deals. I'm a lead generator. I'm like, oh, damn, this guy does marketing. This guy knows his stuff. I'm thinking he probably knows a lot of things I know. And now he's just like blasting Daniel's email with trash. And we're like, oh, Daniel's like, I'm dying, bro. I'm dying. Oxygen. Damn, I'm dying. And I feel so bad. I'm like, oh, man, I threw him into the line of fire. I'm glad it's not me. But I thought the guy.
But it is you too, because it's your inbox too. But you just don't care.
But I just don't read them because I give like 4 or 3 shits. And then Daniel.
I'm going through all the emails. I'm like, no.
He can't leave his email like that. He's like taking rounds, like he's dying on the battlefield. And I'm like, man, that sucks. That's terrible. I mean, I really feel for him. And he's like, I hate this guy. Tell him to stop emailing me. I'm like, yeah, right, for sure. You let me know what happens tomorrow when you tell him.
To show you right on.
You're so right. I would tell him too if I was you.
Okay,
so Daniel's so mad at me.
It's getting really out of hand because I had it was a point in my life before I started this where I had zero unread messages.
Get you a water bottle. We got to pause for a second.
I need to smoke. Oh man, so this is so funny because
I had zero unread messages
ever in his life since he was born,
and it was like 100. 150.
Look, listen, okay.
And now it's 200.
You know what I feel like? My son was just born, okay? Let me tell y'all why. This is like the unreleased fucking private whatever. So check this out. So he's like, my dad has 480,000 unread emails. He's mad at me for it, right? But now that he's an online marketer, his mailbox seems to be melting. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Did this just start happening? Oh, it's been happening for a little while. Like, oh, man, that's so fucking crazy. Like, how does it make you feel? Oh, I feel terrible. Damn, when did you say this started? Like, a few months ago.
He's, like, trying to diagnose my pain. And he's like, this is real pain.
He wants to see pain. And Dad's like, I can't take it anymore. Welcome to my world. Sooner or later, you're like, 9 million unread emails. Like, I can't look. So that's why you got to ultimately, like, MLM is the only model that works. You have to put other people on for you to stay on, or else you just self-destruct.
I want to delete my email.
Delete it all. Change email.
I just want to burn it.
Imagine me, 17 and 18 years later, of doing that. You're on year 5. I'm on year 18. 13 years from now, imagine what your inbox is going to look like. I'm never going to look at your emails again, bro.